The canonization of Blessed Carlo Acutis may just be the next big thing to happen in the Catholic Church. We've had a long list of saints that have passed through the Catholic Church, and I've never seen so many youths eagerly waiting the canonization of a saint. The most attended canonization in history was the beatification of Pope John Paul II on May 1, 2011, which drew over 1 million people to St. Peter's Square. Pope John Paul II was then canonized as a saint by Pope Francis on April 27, 2014, alongside Pope John XXIII in a joint canonization ceremony in St. Peter's Square, marking a historic moment for the Catholic Church. As we know it, the date for the late Pope's canonization was on Divine Mercy Sunday, April the 27th, which will also be the canonization of Blessed Carlo Acutis. We can say that the Catholic Church of today has never seen so many Catholics waiting in anticipation for the canonization of a candidate as ever before. Over the past year, over 1 million pilgrims have visited the tomb of Blessed Carlo Acutis in Assisi, Italy, making him a popular figure among Catholics. He was beatified in October of 2020, and his tomb in Assisi was opened for public viewing during a 19-day celebration, attracting over 41,000 visitors despite COVID-19 restrictions. The Diocese of Assisi reported that an estimated 117,000 pilgrims visited the tomb in the first year after his beatification. Youths are excited about Blessed Carlo Acutis' upcoming canonization as a saint because he is a relatable young figure who lived a life of faith and devotion, demonstrating that holiness is achievable for everyone, even in the digital age, and he is seen as a role model for young people. Carlo Acutis was a young man who lived a normal life, loved video games, and excelled in technology, making him a figure that many young people can connect with. Blessed Carlo had a strong devotion to the Eucharist, which he saw as the source of his strength and faith. He was best known for using his technological skills to spread the message of the gospel and document Eucharistic miracles, demonstrating how technology can be a tool for good. The young man was also known for his kindness and willingness to help others, especially those in need. He once wrote, "To always be close to Jesus, that's my life plan." Blessed Carlo Acutis is being hailed as the first millennial saint, which resonates with young people who see themselves reflected in his life and example. His life and example challenge young people to live a life of faith, service, and devotion, and to use their talents for the glory of God. The canonization of Blessed Carlo Acutis would be a celebration of his life and a reminder that holiness is within reach for all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, our Father, we thank you for giving us Carlo, a model of life for young people and a message of love for all. You made him fall in love with your Son Jesus, making the Eucharist his highway to heaven. You gave him Mary as a beloved mother, and you made him, through the Rosary, a cantor of her tenderness. Receive his prayer for us. Look above all upon the poor, whom he loved and assisted. Grant me too, through his intercession, the grace that I need. And make our joy full, raising Carlo among the saints of your church, so that his smile shines again for us, to the glory of your name. Amen. Blessed Carlo Acutis, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.